Hello again. This is Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie, and my rotator cuff was torn
hand propping the space shuttle.
It was tough.
Well, I'm not going to talk about fitting under the seat in front of you.
Please don't. That's a nasty image.
There you go. Joining us now is Mr. John Maxwell from EAA Young Eagles.
Yes, the raffle.
The raffle.
The raffle.
You're raffling off a young eagle?
Well, we could. No, that's bad. No, we're not raffling off a young eagle. Basically, I'm with the fundraiser for the Young Eagles program. We give away that nice blue GT convertible.
Oh, the one I've tried to get every year and never have. But anyway.
Yeah. Yep. And so, of course, that goes into it's the fundraiser for the Young Eagles program, which is unbelievable with the numbers over the past 26 years. And that's why I chose to volunteer for the fundraiser. I'm not a pilot, so I'm able to do ground crew volunteering at events and things. But I'm not able to fly Young Eagles, obviously, because I'm not a pilot.
You will.
Eventually.
You know, people underestimate the importance of good ground crew. It really is. It's a big safety factor there with the right ground crew, because you just don't want people running amok.
No. No, you don't.
That's why they don't let you out on airports too often.
Pretty much.
Especially if you're at a Saturday, weekend event.
Yeah. Right,
and
right.
And without support group and all those pilots and planes and everything in the smaller airports, it's very important. And it's just like, I'm grateful and appreciative, and I always say thank you to all the volunteers here during the week and at those chapter events throughout the year. Because they've done 2,101,000 and 806 flights over the 26 years. That's the number we were at this year.
Wow.
And then 15,000 ground volunteers.
Wow.
That's impressive.
Yep. That number shocked me, actually. I was like, wow.
That's a lot of people and a lot of hours.
Yeah, there's a lot of pilots that fly a lot of hours, but 15,000 ground volunteers.
You know, and that's a lot of dedication on people's parts, too, because this just doesn't happen overnight. We just don't say, hey, let's go fly a bunch of young eagles.
Right.
There's a lot of planning and stuff that has to go into this.
And that's where, and the other number was the 6,000 pilots a year as well. So 6,000 pilots, 15,000 ground crews, and EAA raises money for all these events to take place. And that's what I'm here to do, is to sell those raffle tickets out and raise some money.
So what exactly is the raffle car? It's a GT Mustang?
Yep, it's Roush. a 2000. It's not anything. It's a regular 2018 Ford Mustang GT convertible. It's a 5.0.
Okay.
It's the upgraded one. It's not the base package in this. It's a beautiful car. It's out in front of the Welcome Center all week. Up until Thursday, we'll move it into the museum for the gathering, because we sell tickets over there as well. We only have 1,500 tickets to sell.
Uh-oh.
Last year, we sold out. It's a $100 donation per ticket. And last year, for the first time in the 21, 22 years we've been doing a raffle, we finally sold it out last year.
Wow.
So it was a big year.
Yeah.
And I just think super, super big, big thank you to everyone who supports the Young Eagles program. And that comes from the bottom of my heart, because I'm not a pilot. And when I was trying to find a place to fit in up here as a volunteer, I thought, how can I give back?
Right.
And that's how I got hooked up with the raffle, and I've been selling tickets for 13 years for them, and this is my 6 year as chair.
Wow.
So
an overnight thing, overnight success.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, it took.
Well, I remember when the program was started, Chuck Yeager was the president at the time. This program has really grown, and the results of this, I'm reading reports constantly of people with airline careers, or they become pilots in the military, or taking up helicopter flying. It has really spawned some great results with the kids that were flown, 20 plus years ago.
You're starting to see the fruits of your labor.
You're starting to see this, and I just can't help but think that this is going to snowball more and more over the years.
Oh, I agree. Most of my volunteers that sell tickets throughout the week are Young Eagles pilots. from different chapters all over the U.S. They come in and sell tickets all week and help fundraising as well as flying young eagles. And the one of our volunteers, I forget what his count is, but it's
yeah. Haven't you got guys that are like tens of thousands of flights now over all these years?
Yes, I have some veteran young eagles pilots that sell tickets, and it's fun to hear just exactly what you were talking about with the stories about how somebody got a ride. I have a good friend that got a ride the first year that they did the Young Eagles program. He didn't turn out to go into aviation, but he's in media production and in video. And now, finally, all these years later, after he found out I was doing this, I got him to come up here. And now he's talking about buying a plane and actually going through and getting his pilot's license and getting interested.
Here's a question. Do you have any pilots flying Young Eagles that started as Young Eagles?
That's the one thing. I haven't run into any yet.
Well, I'm sure you will.
That's coming.
I know. And soon. And that's what we want. And that's what I love to have working out here, selling tickets, because not only can they give information about the program, of course, you can go get all the information you want over at the Blue Barn at the headquarters out here during the week. Our pilots are more than happy to talk about the program while they're selling tickets, and that's the best part of up here, is all the conversations that we get to have.
The enthusiasm level,
yes,
on the children after they've had their first flight. I've seen this firsthand. It's incredible. They are just, wow!
Yeah, you know? Mom and dad might be a little nervous prior to, but afterwards.
Well, and that's the amazing thing, because we don't have incidents at these events. And that's partly due to the organization
and
the ground crews and everything that happens during these events. And it's safe. I mean, I don't know what else to,
You guys work hard to make sure it stays that way.
Yeah. Exactly.
I've witnessed Young Eagle flights up close and personal, and it is very well run.
Yes.
The kids, they're all a Twitter, because they just, let's go fly. You know, they've never done this before.
Yes.
And it really is, for them, it can be a major life-changing experience.
I want to know if they've done any Young Eagles flights in the blimp.
That would be fun.
That would be fun.
Yeah, it would be different, wouldn't it?
Be a long flight, but it'd be fun.
Can we do that? Can we just go on a Young sure. Eagles flight on the
Yeah.
Blimp? Yeah, you guys mind?
Hey, we want to go on the blimp. You know?
Yeah, yeah. Let's get them over here.
Unfortunately, we don't have a blimp here. But,
I know.
You know, can we drive the car?
Ooh, that's. I'll get the keys.
There you go.
We'll run over somewhere.
Well, there's yeah,
wherever
be,
they're at.
They were drifting on the runway. Maybe we can give that a try.
Yeah, they don't like it when we do that.
Oh, man.
Already tried. They
sense
have.
Sense of humor. Okay. Yeah.
No, so, it was. It's beautiful. Normally, I've test drove the cars, and every year it just seems like, because Keith Kasurik out of Wausau, he helps us get the car and everything, and of course Ford puts in as well, and they're just fantastic cars.
Yeah, and Ford's been fantastic to deal with over the years,
too. Oh, a huge sponsor.
Yeah, exactly.
Huge and, over the years.
And, of course, they have the Gathering of Eagles with the specialty car and everything, and that goes right to the Young Eagles as well.
Which I have not seen yet.
You haven't seen it?
I haven't either.
I have not seen it yet.
I just beat the both of you. I saw the car yesterday.
That's beautiful. On today's schedule.
It's pretty car.
For me.
There you go.
Yeah. Good. Now, you guys are selling tickets at just one location on the field?
We have actually five locations. We're selling at the museum throughout the week until Sunday morning. And then we have four locations that we're selling at until Saturday. So we have the Brown Arch booth, we have the Vintage booth, and we have our own booth. It says Young Eagles Raffle right on the top of the building. We're selling right next to the car at the Welcome Center. And we also have a booth in the Ford tent. And all of those will be open through Saturday, except for the Welcome Center. The Welcome Center is going to be open on Sunday morning until noon, because we have to audit the tickets, and get ready for the drawing at 3 o'clock on Sunday.
Okay, plus the sellout. You got to know when to shut it off.
Absolutely.
Well, last year we sold the last ticket on Saturday afternoon, so,
so
once they're sold out, we're done until the drawing on Sunday.
Right, so get it early if you want it.
I was going to say, once again, how many tickets are you selling?
1,500 is what 1,500. We can sell.
That's some seriously good odds.
That is good odds. And besides that, you know, $100 for crying out loud, you spend that for coffee a month, you know?
Yeah, in a day.
Well, I tell people it goes to sponsor the Young Eagles
right,
program.
It's a good
number
cause.
One. Number two, we've been doing it for over 20 years here at AirVenture, and during the year we sell at Hops and Props. That's our opening event where we sell tickets and usually have the card. And then we have, excuse me, we have, I lost my train of thought.
It happens.
I was thinking about the car.
Well, you're overwhelmed.
Yeah, the car is something to think about, isn't it?
The point being is that you can get these tickets without, you know, having too much trouble. There goes my train of thought.
Wow, right. You guys are professionals.
It is contagious today.
Wow.
I think we need more coffee.
Maybe.
Maybe a
is
donut.
That what it is? Red Bull.
Boy. We've been talking this morning with John Maxwell from the Young Eagles program. Get your raffle tickets for that beautiful Mustang convertible.
Get them soon.
Get them now.
They're going to sell out.
That's right. I'm Fast Eddie.
And I'm Digital Dave. And this is EAA Radio.